And we love getting emails from you. You can always email us, Steph at Q106.com or Jackson at Q106.com. He'll check it eventually.
Yeah, eventually, yes. A great way if you want me to find something out in a day or two, go ahead and send it to that email and I'll check that one. I'm not.
And you got a good one, so thank goodness you checked it.
So I shared a story before Steph started about something that's happened. I think it's probably happened to you before, Steph. You wear pants, all right?
I wear pants.
Yeah, because normally this is a pants issue, okay?
Okay.
Not a dresses issue, a pants issue. You've been wearing pants and you're probably out and about and like, oh, there's something in my pant leg. And you reach in and what's in there? A dryer sheet.
Yes, the dryer sheets.
Yes. That's happened to us all kinds of times before. Well, I had something similar happen to me while I was at the grocery store. I was walking around the store, and something kept just jimmying up in my left leg. So I was like, what the heck? And I kind of shook my leg around, and out falls the bottom of my pant leg, a pair of red underwears. My underwear. Not the ones I was wearing.
Yours.
Yes, but from the laundry. Somehow they got stuck in my pant leg. Somehow I did not. It's not like I wear thongs. I wear boxer briefs.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a guy of a decent waist
You're
size.
You're an American
man. That's right. So I have no idea how I didn't notice these.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Now I'm
funny.
In the grocery store and my underwear are on the floor. So I don't want to pick them up and put them in my pocket because I already look like I'm there to steal. So I just, what's that homeless guy doing over there by the kumquats? So I just kicked them underneath the shelf.
No, you didn't.
What else am I supposed
to
do,
Steph? Pick it up and put it in your pocket.
I don't want to be seen putting anything in my pocket. I don't even put my cell phone in my pocket when I'm at the store.
I see what you mean. All the security cameras.
Yes. I get looks already when I'm at the store. So I panicked. I just kicked them under the thing and I walked away. So Hy-Vee over off Whitney Way, I'm sorry if you found my underwears a few months ago.
Oh,
well, I'm not the only one that's had this happen. Got an email from Danita and says, my husband and I went to Red Robin in Monona for dinner. We sat in the bar area. We ordered drinks and dinner.
Okay.
I forgot to tell them. I love how she really paints a picture here. It's almost like I wrote this email. I forgot to tell the waitress, no cheese on my burger. I know. On Wisconsin, I like cheese, just not on my burger. Anyway.
Squirrel!
Yes! Keys jingling. Anyways, my husband went to the bar to tell the waitress.
Okay.
As he came back to the table, he kind of stumbled and he tossed something at me and he said, put this in your purse. Wait for it.
Oh, jeez.
It was a pair of his underwear, boxers, skivvies, whatever you want to call them, underoos maybe. I thought of you immediately.
Oh.
They fell out of his pants, so he kicked into me under the table. I just wanted to let you know that you're not alone.
Great.
It happens to the best of us. This is also very nice. A little humble brag here. As an after note, I love you and Steph in the morning. Seems like a great match.
Oh, thank you, Danita.
And this is where things get a little weird. I still think you should look like Trace Atkins. I don't know if you know what Trace Atkins looks like, but he's like 6'4", and he's built like a professional wrestler. I'm not quite that big.
Not quite Trace Atkins, but that is hilarious that it happened to them at a Red Robin. They thought of you and your story. Okay, so I guess the moral of the story, if you find your underwear in your pants legs, just kick it over to somebody.
Yeah, just give it to your wife. That's her problem now. Why are you walking on my underwears with you? That's kind of weird.
Hey-o.